Okay, hello everyone, this is Sora, and today I'll show you how to spawn things, mostly major objects, in BK3 using a specific bug. So in order to use this bug, there are three key items that you needed. You need the Super Companion card, and a needle launcher that you can customize the scatter range. I'm pretty sure that starts with Needle Launcher 8, 9, and 10. And then some spare stat points for you to spend. Well, you don't have to spend it, but anyway, if you have all of those, we can proceed.
Pokura no de Bakken Robin. Loading. Pokura no de Bakken Robin 3.
Okay, here we go. So we're just gonna load our saves and then go into one of the stages. Maybe we should just go into the tutorial. Okay. So you can do them in any steps you want here. Like, it doesn't matter which you do first, as long as all of this happens, you should be able to just spawn things. Okay, so the first thing I'm gonna do is switch to the customizable needle launcher. And then switch the scatter range to 4. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. By the way, you used the R key in case you didn't know that. And then now, we're going to open up the level up screen.
HP current value showing 165,753.
Okay. So what you want to do here is just hover over a certain number of points that you want to put in, and then you can just click escape to cancel out. For example, you can do... Okay. Now we can cancel, and then now, if I use the Super Companion card, they should spawn the upstairs from stage 1-1. Yep, it does, see? That effectively marks the stage as completed, which is very useful, especially in things like Crystal City. So, basically, this is pretty easy, so all you gotta do is this. Oh, by the way, this thing saves across stages. So right now, if I press space again, this will once more spawn the upstairs. But if you open up the level up screen, it will be like the... The spawn thing will be reset to zero because the assigned point towards HP is set at zero, so... I hope that makes sense, I'm sorry.
Weapons list club one, metal generator one, copy
generator. What I mean. So, now, this will make it zero. See? So zero will spawn the river. So you can figure out which number spawns which.
Weapons list club one, metal generator one. One, two, three, four.
You can use something
like this, like
204, I think, the missile, if I'm not mistaken.
Weapons list club,
oops.
Missile lost.
Missile
lost.
Yeah, and... you can experiment. I think 295 missile thing that kills you. Or wait, does it spawn? I think it spawns the cat. Sorry. No. Does it? What does it spawn? I don't know. It crashed the game for some reason. Anyway. Let's try it again. By the way, I'm using my phone's microphone, so yeah, I'm sorry about the quality or whatever. I think this spawns the missile. Yeah, it does. Ouch. Was it 180? I think we can end the audio by doing this. And with that, that's pretty much it. So to summarize, in order to trigger the spawn bug, you needed three key items. You needed the Super Companion card, a customizable scatter needle launcher, that is needle launch, those are needle launcher 8, 9, and 10, and then some spare stat points. After you have all of those, all you needed to do is set the customizable needle launcher scatter range to 4, and then open up your stats screen, assign some value to your HP. I don't know why it has to be HP specifically, but yeah, just assign some values, hit escape, or you can confirm if you want, it's up to you, and then just switch to the Super Companion card and see what happens.